Kenora, in collaboration with the annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity celebrated around the world, from January 22-26 Kenora churches took turns hosting a simple soup lunch along with devotional and prayer. The theme for this year was, Love the Lord your God, and your neighbor. At the January 24 meeting at St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in Kenora, 26 persons were in attendance. The service was led by Ken Rahlheiser and Liz Bonick, with Helen Tremblay-Boyko on guitar leading the music. A focus verse for the service was Luke chapter 10 verse 34. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. The opening hymn was O Sing to God a Joyful Song. Prayers of the people took place as responsive readings. Leader. We have been invited to live the divine call to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. As we renew our commitment to this call, may this love strengthen our unity as Christians. Reader. With all our hearts, we desire to dwell in God's love and to have the grace to love our neighbors as ourselves. God of boundless love, we pray that all people may come to know your unlimited mercy and believe in your desire to fill us with your infinite love. All. Fill us with your love. Make us one in you. Reader. We join our prayers to that of Jesus, who prayed for the unity of all who follow him. God of communion, we pray that we may work together for your greater glory and spread the good news of salvation for all. All. Fill us with your love. Make us one in you. Reader. Our hearts are broken because of the confusion and division in our world. God, our healer, we who are scattered like sheep without a shepherd, ask you to gather us into one fold. Enliven us by your Spirit and send us again, two by two, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. All. Fill us with your love. Make us one in you. Reader. Our world is scarred by terror and violence. Millions are forced to leave their homes in search of refuge and safety. God of welcome, grant us the grace to risk embracing the stranger, tending their wounds and standing in solidarity with them. Strengthen our resolve to be kind and merciful and to act towards our sisters and brothers at all times as you do towards us. All. Fill us with your love. Make us one in you. Reader. In our weakness and fear we know that we often pass by on the other side, turning away from those who need our help. God of power, despite our lack of charity, open our hearts to experience the length, width, height and depth of your love, so that we may love you more and love our neighbor as ourselves. All. Fill us with your love. Make us one in you. The following reflection was shared. The Good Samaritan did what he could out of his own resources. He poured wine and oil and bandaged the man's wounds and put him on his own animal. He went further still by promising to pay for his care. When we see the world through the Samaritan's eyes, every situation can be an opportunity to help those in need. This is where love manifests itself. The example of the Good Samaritan motivates us to ask ourselves how to respond to our neighbor. He gave wine and oil, restoring the man and giving him hope. What can we give, so that we can be a part of God's work of healing a broken world? This brokenness shows itself in our world in insecurity, fear, distrust and division. Shamefully, these divisions also exist between Christians. Though we celebrate sacraments or other rituals of healing, reconciliation and consolation, often using oil and wine, we persist in divisions that wound the body of Christ. The healing of our Christian divisions promotes the healing of the nations. Those in attendance sang Christians Let Us Love One Another as the closing hymn, which was followed by the closing prayer. Ah Lord Jesus, who prayed that all might be one, we pray to you for the unity of all Christians, according to your will, according to your means. May your Spirit enable us to experience the suffering caused by division, to see our sin and to hope beyond all hope. Amen. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskdoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.